One or two instances of her attendance at the Assembly Rooms are available to us through the medium of her journals. On Monday, the 17th of December, 1821, Anne Lister, with her married lover Mariana Lawton, attended the first winter assembly of that year at the Assembly Rooms in Blake Street, an occasion graced by what Anne described as a genteel, well-dressed assemblage. Although the odd idiosyncratic instance did not escape her mordant observations, such as the figure which a Miss Fairfax cut on the dance floor. Anne writes she was very handsome, but shockingly disfigured, with out-of-curl ringlets, literally almost half a yard long, and an awkward dancer with elbows like skewered pinions. On Wednesday, 24th of September, 1823, during the Great York Musical Festival of that year, a great ball was held in the Assembly Rooms. Anne Lister and Mariana attended the evening revelry. She writes, "We got to the rooms at 10 3/4, paced up and down, and got home at 1:20. The Marchioness of Londonderry, a blaze of diamonds, most beautiful large bouquet of diamonds. The Marquis, too, wore his star. A splendid ball and a very pleasant one. 16,000 people in the room." Those were the glory days of the Assembly Rooms. 2 years later, in 1825, it was noted that, although the building was magnificent internally, the outside was a gloomy, dilapidated, and filthy pile of building. In 1828, a new front entrance, designed by J.P. Pritchett, improved the exterior, and in 1925 the building was bought by York Corporation, and substantial restoration began in 1951. The York Conservation Trust purchased the building in November 2002, and today the rooms are used as a restaurant. The York Assembly Rooms are of seminal importance in the history of English architecture, and as one of the earliest Palladian buildings in Northern England, are now a Grade I listed building.